Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Savvy Scribe podcast. If you are new here, welcome. I'm really happy you're here. I've been hosting this podcast since 2019. I'm Janine. I am a labor and delivery nurse. I am also a writer, and I help other nurses build their freelance side business as a writer. So today we're talking about something that can make or break your business, and it talks about pricing. Pricing is something that we need to really consider when we're starting out. And it's really a struggle for a lot of freelancers because they just don't know what to charge, what types of clients should they charge more to, so on and so forth. So I hope today I can help break it down a little bit. But we're talking a lot about value-based pricing today. If you're part of our group over on savvynurseradio.com, part of our membership, we are going so deep into pricing in April. And don't worry, if you're listening to this, way past April, maybe next year, everything in there has a replay. So if you missed it or whatever, come on over to our membership. This month is all about pricing.
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe Podcast,
a podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community or savvynursewriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show.
So here we go. Let's talk a little bit about value-based pricing versus time-based pricing. So sometimes as freelancers, we like to think about our hourly wage because we're nurses. And a lot of times, most nurses are paid hourly. So sometimes we charge hourly, but then we feel undervalued. But then we sometimes want to take a leap of faith and say, I want to charge value-based pricing, but am I going to be doing way too much work? It's kind of like hourly versus salary, right? So let's break it down a little bit. So imagine this, you are creating an ebook for a client and it leads to 200% increase in their traffic or their lead generation. Imagine how you can charge for that to another client. You're not just charging for your time, but you're charging for the actual results that you're getting the client. So those that usually charge value-based pricing in freelancing, this is across the whole freelancing thing, not just writers, freelance web designers, graphic designers, they make 45% more a year. So if you're not already doing this, start thinking about doing this in your business. Now, time billing, same thing. We're talking about the hourly. And there was a 2023 survey done that revealed that most freelancers, 65% of freelancers start out with this method, which is not uncommon because you have to think about, well, how long is this going to take me? I've never written before, so on and so forth. So it's okay to start this way. But let's talk about the advantages of both models if it's not clear by now. Basically, your value base is going to give you more efficiency and innovation. You're not penalized because you got the job done quickly. Plus, you can align your goals with your clients. So it's more about quality over quantity. Whereas time billing, you're going to see that it comes down to, is it justifiable for me to take this long on a project? You kind of second guess yourself, well, how much are they thinking it should take me? And then you're rushing to either get it done or you get it done early and you're like, well, I guess I didn't get paid as much as I thought I was going to be. So it's unpredictable. Now, when it comes to which model to use and when to use it, think about your measurable outcomes, like increased website traffic. Definitely your value-based pricing is going to come in at a better choice for your client. However, if the project's ongoing with no defined or there's going to be lots of revisions, time-based billing might be a safer bet. But, and then there's some clients that they only do one or the other. So sometimes you just have to do with what the client gives you. When you start doing value-based pricing, you have to look at a certain things. You want to identify your value. What makes you a rock star writer? Write lists. Try and think of it. And really try to give those unique benefits to your client, meaning like, what are they looking for? ROI, traffic, increased leads, whatever that is. And then changing those services into packages. So you want to have a premium base, you want to have a mid base, and you want to have a basic. Basic, obviously, you're going to get the same thing in your medium and your high packaging. It just kind of builds on one another. When you really are going into premium pricing, you want to make sure you are giving like high touch value to that client. Kind of think about a gym, right? You can go to a gym that you need to go to Planet Fitness, $10 a month, right? And you're getting a basic. You're getting a gym. Then you can go to a mid-level where maybe you don't go to Planet Fitness. You go somewhere else that's maybe 30 to 40 a month, right? And you're getting some group classes that you might have to pay extra for. That's like a mid-package, right? And then you think about premium packaging might be that personal trainer, that nutrition coach, whoever. So you're getting that high-touch, individualized service from them. I hope that helps. Remember, the key to all of this is communication with your clients and delivering the value to them that they want. I hope this helps. Like I said, if you're not part of our membership, head on over to savvynursewriter.com. The roadmap will lead the way for you to become a freelance writer today. Take care.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit savvynursewriter.com to help you get started today.